It's gone midnight. Why the hell am I doing this right now? Aha! I found another track. Random. I'm going through some old cassettes, some old compact cassettes, and a while ago I bought one of those crappy little players which will transfer stuff because it has a USB outlet on it, but turns out it's not actually that bad considering the cassette copies I've got are pretty rough and ready as it is. I don't know what they're recorded on. I think some kind of cheap Walkman that had a record button on it. I think I bought it in Thailand for not much money at all. It definitely wasn't one of those Sony Pro ones which go for hundreds of pounds now if you see them on eBay, probably because people still have cassettes lying around. I actually have a number of blank cassettes in their cellophane waiting to be used for some kind of project I probably don't want anybody to listen to. But I've literally found, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 30 or 40 tapes. Some of them are dated, like this is Payne's World, the 30th of the 11th, 1995. And that is the first one in a set of four recorded radio shows that I did called Payne's World, obviously ripping off Wayne's World. I've yet to listen to them. I haven't listened to them in, what is it now, 20 years. Oh my God. So I'm looking forward to digitising that, maybe chopping it up and dropping it somewhere on the internet. But wow, it's been great going through some of the old funk stuff and folk stuff and indie craziness. I forgot how many songs I'd loosely penned and got down, and a couple of them I really like. One of the songs I've just been listening to, I'm just going to eject the cassette tape, a familiar sound to many, no doubt. Oh, actually, there's no eject on this, but I can just drop it out. The, it's called Walk to Town, and it was a song written pretty much on a walk to town that I used to do regularly every Friday, sometimes on a Thursday as well, and sometimes on a Saturday, but it was mostly the Friday night outing into town from my mum's house that I used to live in. And it was down somewhere called the Black Path, and then past a quarry and on up into Rugby Town Centre. And I used to drink a bottle of wine with a friend or friends before heading out, and it was always an interesting walk. Lots to talk about, lots to chat about, maybe a little bit of harmonica in a tunnel along the way. And then I never used to remember the walk back. It was always very dark and I was always a little bit inebriated. But that walk meant a lot to me, especially when all the family in the area died, and the town didn't really mean much to me anymore, apart from the kind of memories that hang in the air when you revisit some of those places and you think, oh wow, I remember this or I remember that. And so that particular song is just beautiful to have archived my thoughts and feelings at the time, which were obviously about, you know, mostly hedonistic things. But it's a great kind of musical diary, I guess. Right, it's about 2 hours past the time I'd promised myself I was going to go to bed, because I'm desperate for an early night. I was falling asleep on the sofa earlier on. And tomorrow, of course, well, right now, of course, is Monday. Actually, if I think I head out right now, I might be able to be close to seeing an eclipse of some description on the mega moon that's out there. So I'll probably grab the binoculars, if I can't get hold of the telescope, and do that. Another week begins.